ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट 34 चित्रकेतु उवाच अजिता जित सममतिभिः साधुभिर् भवान् जितात्मभिर् भवता विजितास्ते पिच भजताम् अकाम आत्मनाम य आत्मदोति करुणा चित्रकेतुर्वाच अजित जित सममतिभिः साधुभिर्भवान् जितात्मभिर्भवता विजितास्तेऽपि च भजताम् अकाम आत्मनाम य आत्मदोति करुणा चित्रकेतुर्वाच अजित जित सममतिभिः साधुभिर्भवान् चितात्मभिर्भवता विजितास्तेऽपि च भजताम् अकाम आत्मनाम य आत्मदोति करुणा चित्रकेतुरुवाच अजित जित सममतिभिः साधुभिर्भवान् चितात्मभिर्भवता विजितास्तेऽपि च भजताम् अकाम आत्मनाम य आत्मदोति करुणा चित्रकेतुरुवाच अजित जित समकमतिभिः साधुभिर्भवान् जितात्मभिर्भवता विजितास्तेऽपि च भजताम् अकामात्मनाम् य आत्म चित्रकेतुरुवाच अजित जित सममतिभिः साधुभिर्भवान् चिदात्मभिर्भवता विजितास्तेऽपि च भजताम् कामात्मनाम य आत्मदोति करुणा माताजी चित्रकेतुरुवाच अजित जित सममतिभिः साधुभिर्भवान् चिदात्मभिर्भवता विजितास्तेऽपि च भजताम् अकाम आत्मनाम य आत्मदोति करुणा चित्रकेतुरुवाच अजित जित सममतिभिः Chitraketu uvacha.
King Chitraketu said,
Ajita, O my unconquerable Lord, Jita, conquered, samamatibhi, by persons who have conquered the mind, sadhubi, the devotees, bhavan, your lordship, jita atmabhi, who have completely controlled the senses, bhavata, by you, vijita, conquered, they, abhi, also, cha, and bhajatam, to those who always engage in your service, akama atmanam, with no motives for material profit, ya, who, atmada, giving yourself, atikaruna, extremely merciful. Translation, Chitraketu said, O unconquerable Lord, although you cannot be conquered by anyone, you are certainly conquered by devotees who have control of the mind and senses. They can keep you under their control because you are causelessly merciful to devotees who desire no material profit from you. Indeed, you give yourself to them, and because of this, you also have full control over your devotees. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Jai Srila Prabhupada. The Lord and the devotees both conquer. The Lord is conquered by the devotees, and the devotees are conquered by the Lord. Because of being conquered by one another, they both derive transcendental bliss from their relationship. The highest perfection of this mutual conquering is exhibited by Krishna and the gopis. The gopis conquered Krishna, and Krishna conquered the gopis. Thus, whenever Krishna played his flute, he conquered the minds of the gopis. And without seeing the gopis, Krishna could not be happy. Other transcendentalists, such as jnanis and yogis, cannot conquer the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only pure devotees can conquer him. Pure devotees are described as samamati, which means that they can never deviate from devotional service under any circumstances. It is not that devotees worship the Supreme Lord only when happy. They worship him even when in distress. Happiness and distress do not hamper the process of devotional service. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam says that devotional service is ahoituki apratihata, unmotivated and uninterrupted. When a devotee offers devotional service to the Lord without any motive, anyabhilashita shunyam, his service cannot be hampered by any material condition, apratihata. Thus, a devotee who offers service in all conditions of life can conquer the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A special distinction between devotees and other transcendentalists, namely the jnanis and yogis, is that jnanis and yogis artificially try to become one with the Supreme. Whereas devotees never aspire for such an impossible accomplishment. Devotees know that their position is to be eternally servants of the Supreme Lord and never to be one with Him. Therefore, they are called samamati or jitatma. They detest oneness with the Supreme. They have no lusty desires for oneness. Instead, their desire is to be freed from all material hankering. Therefore, they are called nishkama, desireless. A living entity cannot exist without desires, but desires that can never be fulfilled are called kama, lusty desires. Kamaistaistair hrita jnana. Because of lusty desires, non-devotees are deprived of their intelligence. Thus, they are unable to conquer the Supreme Lord, whereas devotees, being freed from such unreasonable desires, can conquer the Lord. Such devotees are also conquered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because they are pure, being free from all material desires, they fully surrender to the Supreme Lord. Because they serve the Lord without desires for remuneration, they can conquer the mercy of the Lord. They can conquer the mercy of the Lord. The Lord is by nature very merciful, and when he sees that his servant is working without desires for material profit, naturally he is conquered. Devotees are always engaged in service. Savai Manakrishna Padaravindayo Vachamsi Vaikunta Guna Anuvarnane. All the activities of their senses are engaged in the service of the Lord. Because of such devotion, the Lord gives himself to his devotees as if they could use him for any purpose they might desire. Of course, devotees have no purpose other than to serve. When a devotee fully surrenders and has no aspiration for material profit, the Lord certainly gives him all opportunities for service. This is the position of the Lord when conquered by his devotees. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadam Mahyam Dadati Supadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Kuruna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chitraketu Ruvacha, Ajita Jita Samamati Bhi, Sadhu Bhir, Pavan Jitatma Bhir Pavata, Vijitaste Picha Bhajatam, Akamatmanam Ya Atmadoti Karuna. Chitraketu said, O unconquerable Lord, although you cannot be conquered by anyone, you are certainly conquered by devotees who have control of the mind and senses. They can keep you under their control because you are causelessly merciful to devotees who desire no material profit from you. Indeed, you give yourself to them, and because of this, you also have full control over your devotees. This is the overall principle, is surrender, atmanivedanam, full giving of oneself to the Lord, and how yayatamam prapadyate tamstataiva vachamyaham, how the Lord will reciprocate with that attitude, that approach. In the words of Chitraketu, he's using an apparent contradiction, saying that the Lord is unconquerable and yet he is conquered. Srila Prabhupada often explains in apparent contradictions as meaning that if the Lord is said that he has no arms and legs, it means he has no material arms and legs. So from that I can guess here that we're saying the Lord has no He cannot be conquered by any material means. He's only conquered by love. He's Bhaktivatsala. This principle of Atmanivedanam is given focus on the first paragraph of the purport. The basic principle of Krishna consciousness is that. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. But the amount of surrender we can apply in our life often has a great deal to do with the purity of heart. In Bhagavad Gita, there's a passage from chapter 12, verses 8 through 12, which describe these steps of devotional service, beginning at full surrender, and gradually the Lord makes one concession after another in the following verses. He says that just engage all of your intelligence in me and being fully absorbed in me. That is the highest state of consciousness that he recommends there. That is the Paramahamsa platform. Someone who only engages everything in Krishna's service. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna like that. This consciousness is, it's the easiest thing to say, but the hardest thing to do. So, those who are in that stage are worshipped. They're worshipable. They are transparent via media, by which the mercy of Krishna enters into the material world through their clear heart. Cheto darpanam arjanam pava mahadava agni nirvapanam. Through a clear, pure heart of a Vaishnava, the mercy of Krishna can relieve all the miseries of the material world. It's inconceivable, but that's Krishna's mercy. And Krishna says, though, that's so rare, durlabham. Right? If it was commonly available that everyone could conquer Krishna, then people would abuse that. My one-time temple president from America, he made a nice point that if we had access to kalpavriksha trees, we would just get pizza. I appreciate that. So this is where the Lord's bhaktivatsalya is exclusive right of his devotees, his pure devotees. So of course, to the extent that we surrender, to that extent the Lord reciprocates. He also says that in Bhagavad Gita. So the natural conclusion is that those who are completely devoted to Krishna have full access to his mercy, blessings, empowerment, etc. Krishna says in the next verse of that group that if you cannot engage all of your intelligence in me, then engage in the practice of regulative devotional service. So we often, that works for us, and so we preach that. Srila Prabhupada gave the greatest possible emphasis to this practice of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. And to the extent that we are practicing it, we can also achieve the benefit of love of Krishna and share those benefits with others as per our realization. Within Vaidhi, see the Paramahamsa platform, someone is always remembering Krishna and never forgetting Krishna spontaneously. But within the platform of Vaidhi Sadhana, we are also supposed to always remember Krishna and never forget him, though it's done by force. rise early, chant Hare Krishna, worship the deity, offer your food to Krishna, preach. These are all instructions because we are not naturally inclined, but the activities are the same as what are going on in the spiritual world. They're based on the same principles. Then, so that is also Atmanivedanam. Okay, that is also Atmanivedanam. In the next paragraph of the purport, Prabhupada mentions that, so just to close that little segue off, there are two more verses in that series from Bhagavad Gita which then say if you can't do Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, then work for Krishna, and if you can't work for Krishna, then at least give some the results of your activity to some good cause. In the purport, Prabhupada mentions that this refers to giving to even non-devotee charitable institutions like hospitals, libraries, schools, and so on. In other words, become less selfish. And if you can't do that, at least cultivate knowledge, which is like a polite way of saying you're stupid. Friendly slap. But better than knowledge is offering the result of your activity. Better than offering the result is working for me. And because by working for me, you will attain the supreme goal. So it goes that way with all details that are outside the scope of this lecture. But the next paragraph then, we can turn to the point of how the devotees do not pray to the Lord only when they're happy, but also when in... It is not that devotees worship the Supreme Lord only when happy. They worship him even when in distress. Yeah, so this is a... There is a common Bangla phrase for this, but I don't know it, so I'll just give the English that people remember the Lord when they're happy, but then when they're in is it the other way around? I don't know. Sometimes we hear that. We hear both. We hear that that everyone worships the Lord when they're happy, and then when they're distressed, they accuse the Lord. Why did you let this happen to me? And then we also hear the other thing, that when you're in anxiety, you worship the Lord, and then when you're happy, you forget all about the Lord. So there is a commentary which explains what kind of person, what kind of consciousness, rather, a person has will determine how he reacts to happiness and distress. So, although I have not fully studied this, I know it's there, so I can't comment properly, but it has to do with the nature of your consciousness, how you will react. But in any case, we should try to remember Krishna even in happiness or distress. Ultimately, that's the final point. And perhaps someone can add more light on that after this. The devotees are called samamati. So it means that they never aspire for anything other than service of the Lord. They're always in that fixed condition. Those who are in the depths of the mode of ignorance and those who are transcendent, both are fixed. Both fixed. They don't budge. One doesn't budge from a deplorable, miserable condition out of hopelessness and despair. The other one doesn't budge out of a higher taste, out of love of Krishna, out of a loving relationship, which is the next point in the purport. Prabhupada focuses on the relationship. We all need relationships. In the ancient philosophical culture of India, there was an understanding that material sense gratification that you get through your physical body can only give you a limited amount of pleasure. But the experience of pleasure you can get through subtle means, like through reading a book, seeing a play, or nowadays we see a movie, that pleasure will bring people to tears. It's so intense. I mean, have you ever went to tears from eating a gulab jamun, even if it was hot? No, I have not. Perhaps some of you have, but generally it doesn't happen that way. But you go to the people go to these performances, theater, movie, and they break down and cry. You know, so the philosophical thinkers of India had realized this potential for the greater power of subtle forces over our consciousness. And so when Rupa Goswami wrote Nectar of Devotion and explained the science of rasa, or loving relationships with the Supreme Lord, it was a revolutionary awakening for these thinkers who were accustomed to think that in the transcendental world there is no loving relationship. That is only a product of this material world. And so when they realized that you can have the supreme, unlimited pleasure of loving relationships with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it was exactly the right medicine that was necessary to overcome the attachment to the material relationships in this world, which bind us more than anything else. Society, friendship, and love, Prabhupada would often say. That very few people are once they try Krishna consciousness, they won't give it up because, oh, I miss eating meat. I've never heard that complaint. But many people end up leaving because the relationships didn't work the way they wanted them to. So we have to get in touch with that loving relationship with Krishna in order to displace our desire for the material relationships, which are based on lust, which are self-centered. Eventually we have to come to that switch where we're no longer selfish and we're Krishna-centered. That eventually has to happen, or we will lose all taste. And rasavaisa, everything is moved by taste, so we will find taste outside of Krishna consciousness and leave. It's like the scientific process of how to fall down. Do not transfer your taste to Krishna, and then you'll leave Krishna consciousness. We want... Anyway, I'm preaching to the choir. You're all very wonderful devotees. Forgive me. But I speak for my own purification. In fact, I didn't know I was going to speak today at all. So I'm grateful for you tolerating my unprepared state. This is also my first class in Mayapur. I'm very grateful. Audarya Tam, Mayapur Tam Ki Jai. So the Lord is able to reciprocate fully. And the idea of trust comes out here, that the devotees are trustworthy. Therefore, the Lord will give himself to them. Okay. Maybe there are some comments or questions. Please. Can we give the mic? Thank you all.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. You said you were talking about that we should give up material relationships and transfer our affections to Krishna. What about relationships with devotees?
Okay. Question is, we should give up, I would like to tweak it a little and say give up attachment, material attachment to those relationships, not that you have to necessarily stop interacting with other people. But see the relationship with Krishna in the center. And that's how we should see our relationship with devotees, with non-devotees, with our own body, with everything in general. Sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's more difficult, and it's going to be easier with the devotees, ideally. Is that okay?
Listen, you were saying that people leave Krishna consciousness because of disappointment in relationships.
Lack. We miss out. We're missing something. We feel I'm missing something in my Krishna consciousness. This isn't working for me. It's not fulfilled. We have needs. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that people need, and forgive me, I don't know where he says this. I heard it from a reliable source. That we have physical, mental, intellectual, or social, and spiritual needs. All four. So if within your practice of Vaidhi Sadhana, which is divided into Bhagavat Marg and Pancharatrika Marg, if within those two paths of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, all your physical, social, mental, and spiritual needs are being met, then you can be happy maybe living in an ashram as a brahmachari, as a sannyasi like that. But what do you do if you have other needs? What do you do if you want to celebrate your birthday? What do you do if you want to be the center of a community, the center of a household? Vaidhi Sadhana and Pancharatrika Marg do not touch that at all. So then there's Varnashram. Varnashram kicks in at that point, and that's really where Grihastha Ashram takes on its full meaning, purpose, and value. So our Grihastha Ashram has to be very strong in its loving relationships among devotees, or people will leave. It has to be a viable option for those who are inclined toward a social relationship. Grihastha Ashram means social life. So we have to have a strong society, international society for Krishna consciousness. All those elements should be there. It should be international. It should be a society. And it should have Krishna consciousness. If any of those are lacking, people will leave and look for it elsewhere. Because that's what we need. Does that work? Thank you so much. Please.
Krishna, you were speaking about Atmani Vedanam. Mm. And in the Nectar Devotion, it Prabhupada translates that Srimati Rukmini Devi, that's her surrender. At the same time, when you read these wonderful pastimes, she had so much pain, like her firstborn child, Pradyumna, was stolen. And also Subhadra, Arjuna's wife, she lost her child when he was 16. So you see that Atmani Vedana, coming from a material level, we're not... So you see there's pain in the material world, you see there's pain when you surrender to Krishna, so you're thinking, okay, well, I'm just going to not surrender. Or just kind of... It's...
Okay.
The pain is there.
Okay. Yes, so those who come to Krishna consciousness usually come in these four categories. Someone's looking for relief from misery, someone wants money, someone wants is curious, and someone is sincerely looking for the absolute truth. And that's why Krishna says that those who are looking for the absolute truth alone, without any selfish motive, are most dear to him. Because others are in a risky position. If anybody is looking for some fix for their problem and joins Krishna consciousness for that, once the problem is fixed, then they'll go away. Or if the problem is not fixed, then they'll go away. You see, it's a risky position. We have to ultimately transfer our attachment from selfishness to Krishna. And when you come to this point about caring for one's child, caring for another person's material condition, then it becomes an even more sensitive issue. Like, you can tolerate something for yourself, but if your kid gets hurt, if your kid gets insulted, then it really, it takes on that subtle level, like we were discussing before about rasa. Relationships are far more powerful. And so somehow or other, we have to, I suppose the best thing is we hear from Guru how we can properly interact with our family and see them in relationship with Krishna. And it should be a tailor custom instruction for us. The spiritual master should know my situation, my family situation, and have an opportunity to give me that personalized advice. Because the world is personal. We each need personal instructions. We each have the general instructions that we all follow, and that's what keeps us the same, and that's how we can move together. But at the same time, we each also are unique and have unique needs and requirements for service. Wow, I hope that I've not raised more questions than I've answered with that. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments? A little bit early. Did I see his hand raise? That would have been really fun, though. Okay. Prabhu, please. Oh, I can't hear you. Let's try to get that mic on.
Hare Krishna. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says we should give up the lusty desire for oneness with Krishna. Could you elaborate,
that? That stuck out, didn't it? Give up the lusty desire for oneness. So this is from a very high platform. We usually think of lust in terms of the material lust, but there's also a subtle form of lust, which is to become God. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakale ashanta. They're all unpeaceful. They're all in anxiety, you could say. The material enjoyers, those who are engaged in the authorized process of karma as per the Vedas, as well as the yoga practitioners who are often looking to merge with the Supreme Lord, they're all in anxiety. Only the devotee, Ateva Shanta, only the devotee is peaceful. Why is that considered lusty? Ultimately, lust has to be looked at a little philosophically to understand this, that lust just means selfishness. And it's the supreme selfishness to want to be the supreme. Is that okay? Thank you so much. Last snare of Maya, Prabhupada would say. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay, Tagore. Anything else? Is it like controversial to end the class at 10 minutes early like this? Okay. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.